Unit 9. Recording 12.
First, let me introduce myself. I'm Dr. Lynn Jones, and I'll be taking you for the first 5 lectures in this course on first language learning. I'd like to begin today's session by highlighting some of the main areas that I'll be covering with you. From the moment they wake up, infants are keen to interact and communicate with others. This interaction may not, of course, be with people. Early morning sounds from a child's bedroom may be them babbling to themselves, or speech as a child speaks to their toys. I recently bought my 2-year-old daughter a cuddly elephant, and it has become the person she talks to each morning lying in bed. And as my 3-year-old dresses herself, she likes to talk to each item of clothing. Red jumper, your turn. So the first lecture will be about what I call private conversations. Of course, a child's parents are usually their most important focus of interaction, and in the second session, we'll be exploring the part that parents play in very early communication. The first stage of interactive play might be a child giving a toy to their mother or offering her some food. And even before they can use words, infants employ their faces, bodies and sounds to communicate what they want. A hand outstretched to a toy could mean, "Give it to me," or a broken toy handed to a parent with an "Ah," might mean, "Mend this for me." Parents encourage this kind of interaction by, for example, hiding an object behind them and asking, "Where's it gone?" At first, infants point, and then later verbalise a response. The importance of infants listening to adults speaking for the development of their own language cannot be overestimated. Many parents play follow the instructions games with their children when they first become mobile, saying things like, "Go to the toy box and find the car for me," or "Fetch me your hat." Although, as the parents of older children will know, the novelty for children of following instructions soon wears off. Reading stories for young children is a similarly important part of this process of listening and understanding. But even when children are not being actively encouraged to listen, they will be seeking to make sense of the language they hear. When children appear to be busying themselves with their toys or applying themselves to painting a picture, they will be absorbing the speech they hear around them and often copying what they hear in their own speech. So the third area we'll be looking at is the relationship between listening and the development of speech. Interactions between infants will often copy parental speech and behaviour. 2 small children at a nursery school might hug each other when they meet each morning, because that's what parents do to the children when they are collected from school. Most parents at some time hear their child say something and ask themselves the question, "Did they copy that from us?" Of course, it's very difficult to assess exactly the extent of parental influence. Take, for example, the area of conflict. It is not uncommon to see in a nursery school 2 small children playing with each other peacefully one moment, but they might be hitting each other the next. If their language is more developed, they might each blame the other for a broken toy or a spilt drink. While these would be uncharacteristic of normal adult interaction, perhaps the conflicts between parents witnessed by small children somehow are mimicked in these arguments. A fourth area, then, will be the extent to which patterns of communication are copied. A final subject I will examine during the course is that of problems in language acquisition. We might consider first language learning natural, a normal process that everyone goes through, and Dr. Jackman will be describing this process to you in detail in later talks. However, a significant number of children either acquire language more slowly than the usual rate or never reach an average level of language proficiency. This topic will obviously be of particular importance to those of you who are going on to work with children with learning difficulties or as speech therapists. So, first of all then, let's look at the private conversations that infants engage in.